got a spirit, lose the feeling, take the shock away. It's getting faster, moving faster now, it's getting out of hand. On the 10th floor, down the back stairs, into no man's land. Lights are flashing, cars are crashing, it's getting frequent now. I got a spirit, lose the feeling, let it out somehow. Her, I'll take no pity from your friends. Who is right and who can tell, and who gives a damn right now? Until the spirit, new sensation takes hold, then you know. Until the spirit, new sensation takes hold, then you know. Until the spirit, new sensation takes hold, then you know. I've got a spirit. Lose the feeling. I got a spirit. But lose the feeling. I got a spirit. But lose the feeling.
Having trouble getting through the week? Radio Valencia has you covered. Tune in for our Weird Wednesday Wonder Block to get you over your hump day.
Weird Wednesday Wonder Block.
It all starts with Pom Pom Tones from 8 to 10 a.m., followed by Bunny Whiskers taking you through noon, and the Dead Daisy Show bringing up the rear till 2 p.m. Each show brings a unique, unexpected take on freeform radio, from bona fide classics to obscure rarities. We'll get your head straight. Stretch out and get spacey with Radio Valencia on Wednesdays. It will turn your week around.
Thank you. Awards Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. with Amy Lawless on Radio Valencia. Sounds of the Mission.
This is Amy Lawless, and I approve this message.
Not daring to look downwards. Jack climbed higher and higher, above the house, above the trees, and even above the clouds. At last he reached the very top of the beanstalk. He was in a new land, and though he didn't know it, he was in the country of giants. He set off down the road that he saw in front of him, and soon he came to a big castle. Now, children, if you remember, Jack had not had any dinner the day before or any breakfast before he started climbing the beanstalk, and so you can imagine how very hungry he was. So he ran up boldly to the door of the castle and knocked loudly. A very tall lady opened the door, and she was very surprised to see Jack there. When Jack asked her for something to eat, she said he couldn't come in because her husband the giant would be home soon and he would surely eat Jack up in 3 bites. But Jack said he was not afraid of giants and he was ever so hungry. At last, the old lady took pity on him and led him into the kitchen. Though she was a bit frightened, just as Jack had sat down on the huge table, the whole castle began to shake and he could hear loud noises.
You're working hard to put food on the shelf. You're working hard to put food on your family. You're working hard to put food on the sand.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the childrens.
marching on!
We'll be right back.
This is Maurice Tanney from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
You've just heard something that nobody outside of McDonald's has ever heard. The music to a brand new McDonald's song. That's right. On May 7, 1979, McDonald's will be introducing a new song and a new advertising campaign to the country. And because the strength of this new campaign is you, our crew, we wanted you to know about it and to hear it before anyone else does. After all, you're the reason that nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. That's a strong statement, but one that's believable. And the best evidence of that is your dedication to QSC&V. Quality, service, cleanliness, and value. Things that have kept people coming back to America's favorite restaurant for almost 25 years. And no one appreciates you more than Ray Kroc, founder and senior chairman of the board of McDonald's. Here he is with a special message just for you.
As you probably know by now, we've got a new theme. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Now, we all know that, but we want to let the customers know it, too. A friendly smile from you goes a long way. Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead. You're one of the most important people in the whole corporation. And nobody appreciates that fact more than I do. God bless.
Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Nobody's cooking better all across the land. Pure, fresh, crisp, hot, that's what we demand. You're the reason we do it. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Nobody else makes it shine the way we do. Nobody else is faster serving you. Clean, bright, fast, polite, with smiles that never end. Everybody always knew it. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. You're the reason we do it. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
This new song not only reflects everything that McDonald's stands for, but in the coming months, you're going to hear how it reflects the entire spectrum of musical tastes. Like McDonald's, there's a little something for everyone. For instance, if you like disco,
nobody.
that made your feet start to dance, then keep them loose. Because here's our new campaign rhythm and blues version.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh, oh.
Let's not forget the children who make up such a large part of McDonald's family. With this version, all the McDonald Land characters join in the singing.
Nobody can do it quite like Ronald can.
Nobody else spreads laughter through the land, you know.
He makes it fun, he's always got a joke in hand.
He's Ronald McDonald. Nobody can do it quite like Ronald can.
Nobody else has a sunnier smile. Nobody else has a funnier style.
Come on along, see what he has planned. He's Ronald McDonald. Nobody can do it quite like Ronald can.
Nobody can do it quite like Ronald can.
Nobody else makes eating quite so grand. Hamburgers, fries, and shakes.
So now you know. A new song and advertising campaign are on the way. And we wouldn't be doing it with such confidence if it hadn't been for you. So thank you. And keep up the good work. And never forget that you're the reason we're telling America.
I have come to you this evening to begin a spiral ongoing of challenging the cause and core of rock music, the great anti-freedom force of the planet. So won't you be seated so that we can begin. What we are going to do is to play this 30-minute segment. And our decree leaders are going to lead the calls to Hercules with their own invocation at the end of it. I am tending fires that must be tended from this altar, and I shall return. I'm going to begin with viewing some of this with you, and I'm going to return to make the very incisive calls that need to be made. But what you need to do is to build a platform to Hercules, having seen what you're going to see. Now that you know the subject of the matter, I'm going to make an additional call for protection at this time. I ask you to close your eyes, to kneel, if you would like to kneel, as we implore God for our protection in this endeavor.
Cosmic Christ to descend into the earth,
to by now the very cause and core of rock music and of death and hell itself. For rock is the rhythm of death and hell, and without that rhythm that death and hell cease to exist. Bind, therefore, the beasts out of the bottomless pit. Bind the fallen ones, bind the fallen angels. Let them be bound by the power of the Lord's host in this hour.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
No, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Still my heart, my age, my years, in the mention of your name.
to this house creaking. I'm familiar with the cold and the windows and the doors and the sound of my heart beating, beating in and out of time. And it's such a shame. I heard the wind say this morning. Like a memory haunts me now, as if it were a dream, as if it were a dream. It's such a shame.